Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today, I'll be making predictions on the NHL trade deadline deals. In this podcast, I make predictions on some of the trades that may happen at the deadline. Key forwards, Claude Giroux. Claude Giroux is the biggest name on the trade market at the deadline. And the two teams that seem to be front runners for him are the Colorado Avalanche and Florida Panthers. I predict he gets traded to the Colorado Avalanche. JT Miller. JT Miller is arguably the second biggest name on the trade market at the deadline and would be a huge addition to any team he joins. I predict he gets traded to the New York Rangers. Thomas Hertl. Thomas Hertl is a potential game breaker if you put him in the right situation on a contending team. Front runners for Hertl are the Boston Bruins and Colorado Avalanche if they can't land Claude Giroux. I predict he gets traded to the Boston Bruins. Brock Besser. Brock Besser could be a useful top 6 winger on any contending team or on a team trying to build up their top 6. Front runners for Besser are the New Jersey Devils and Pittsburgh Penguins. I predict he gets traded to the New Jersey Devils. Joe Pavelski. The Dallas Stars are in an interesting dilemma right now with Joe Pavelski because he's one of their best players this year, but he would also fetch a whole lot in return at the deadline, which makes it tough to pass up the idea of trading him considering he is 37. My prediction is that he stays with the Dallas Stars. Phil Kessel. Phil Kessel is a player you want to have in the playoffs because he is a veteran player with Stanley Cup pedigree. Front runners for Kessel are the Boston Bruins and LA Kings. I predict he gets traded to the LA Kings. Brendan Gallagher. The Montreal Canadiens are at a crossroads with Brendan Gallagher because they don't exactly have to trade him, but they know he would fetch a solid return at the deadline with contenders desperate to make a playoff push. My prediction is that he stays with the Montreal Canadiens. Dylan Strome. The Chicago Blackhawks will be doing a fire sale at the deadline, and Dylan Strome will be one of the players on the move. The LA Kings and Edmonton Oilers should be the top trade destinations for him. Max Domi. Max Domi is a pending UFA this summer, and so he has been rumored to be on the move at the deadline. He would be a fit on the Toronto Maple Leafs and the New York Rangers. I predict he gets traded to the Toronto Maple Leafs. Other forwards, Andrew Kopp gets traded to the Boston Bruins, Jake DeBrusk gets traded to the LA Kings, Jonas Donskoy gets traded to the Pittsburgh Penguins, Pavel Zacha gets traded to the Vancouver Canucks, Dominic Kubalik gets traded to the New Jersey Devils, Paul Stastny gets traded to the Minnesota Wild, Arturi Lehkonen gets traded to the New York Rangers, Marcus Johansson to Toronto, Kyle Clutterbuck to Colorado, and Tyler Mott to Tampa. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on anchor.fm/HockeyWiz777. Key defenseman, John Klingberg. John Klingberg's time in Dallas may be running out, as the Dallas Stars want to focus on building their blue line around Miro Heiskanen. On top of this, Klingberg is in UFA this offseason, so they would be wise to get something for him. My prediction is that he gets traded to the Carolina Hurricanes. Hampus Lindholm. Hampus Lindholm is one of the many Anaheim Ducks who could be on the move at the trade deadline. While he still could end up re-signing with Anaheim, he could also be traded as well. My prediction is that he stays with the Anaheim Ducks. Jacob Chychrun. Jacob Chychrun is a player who most likely will be moved at the deadline, with the Arizona Coyotes in fire sale mode. Many teams will be looking to add a two-way defenseman who is in his prime. I predict he gets traded to the Boston Bruins. Mark Giordano. Mark Giordano is going to be a highly sought after player on the trade market as he is a player with leadership intangibles and is still a top 4 defenseman. Since Giordano has a no trade clause, he will ultimately decide where he goes at the deadline. I predict he gets traded to the Calgary Flames. Shea Weber. Even though Shea Weber is retired, his contract is still on the books, and it could be very valuable to a team to use as long-term IR to make cap room, or to a team that needs to reach the cap floor. I predict he gets traded to the Minnesota Wild. Other defensemen, Josh Manson goes to Toronto, Ben Sherratt goes to Florida, Justin Braun goes to Edmonton, PK Subban goes to Vancouver, and Calvin DeHaan goes to Florida. Check out my hockey blog at HockeyWizTalksHockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at HockeyWiz777. Key goalies, Marc-Andre Fleury. Marc-Andre Fleury is the top goalie available on the trade market, but he is a player who has earned the respect to decide where he ends up, which means the team acquiring him would have to be a legit contender. I predict he gets traded to Toronto. Braden Holtby. Since Jake Oettinger has taken over the reins as the number one goalie in Dallas, the trade of Braden Holtby is imminent. The front runners for Holtby are the Minnesota Wild and Edmonton Oilers. I predict he gets traded to the Minnesota Wild. Semyon Varlamov. Semyon Varlamov is a very valuable goalie to have in the playoffs with this playoff experience, but he has a no-trade clause, so it's unlikely he gets moved unless it's to a legit contender. My prediction is that he stays with the New York Islanders. Other goalies: Jake Allen to Edmonton, Martin Jones to Vegas, Jonas Korpisalo to Florida, Mikko Koskinen to Montreal, and Yaroslav Halak to Pittsburgh. In my next podcast, I talk about the impact the trade deadline might have in fantasy hockey.